Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman, an outreach of the prison ministry of First Assembly of God Honolulu. Now, let's join Brother Bulla for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha, no everyone. Want to welcome everyone once again, tuning into 99.5 FM, Hawaii's Christian Talk Radio Station. This is Free Inside Ministry, and we're on every night at 9:30 p.m., Monday through Friday. If you're tired of getting messed up, come tune in and get blessed up.
You know,
and not only that, but on Wednesday nights, you've got to get ready because that's right. We're talking.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking Hawaii 5-0. We're talking Pastor Keith Ryder.
The Pastor
Light
Keith
of
Ryder.
Promise. You know, I know Hawaii 5-0 is filming down at the zoo, but we got Hawaii 5-0 right here in the studio tonight.
L-O-P-M.
Welcome, Pastor Keith, for coming in once again this evening.
Oh, thank you.
So it's good
nice to
have you. You know, we want to give a big shout out to Mark and Mary Benson, and thank you for your faith, your prayers, and your support over at Honolulu Ford.
Yes, we thank you.
Also, Danny Asau and his team doing a wonderful job over there. Coming close to the end of the year, got a lot of specials over there. If you're looking for something to get to and from work, or maybe something a little nicer, they've got everything there. Honolulu Ford, right across from Bishop Museum, across that highway, H1, and Kitty Corner to Farrington High School. You go down there and they'll be sure to take care of you.
But don't go on Sunday.
Yeah, don't go on Sundays because they honor the Sabbath.
Sunday, they rest.
And they rest.
Hallelujah.
And just doing a great job over there. So if you're in, looking for a vehicle and want to trade something in, they'll make it happen for
Amen.
You over there. Also want to give a shout out to all of those that are on the other side of the fence at Waiava, Halava, OCCC, WCCC, FDC, and also over in Saguaro, Arizona. Thank you for tuning in. For those
Praise
of you
the Lord.
Who just made it through the traffic going out to the west side.
God bless you.
God bless you. God bless
yeah.
you. God bless you. I feel your pain. We leave early in the morning about 3:40 from Makakilo, but going home in the evening around 7, I lose my salvation by IA, but I pick it up by Waikele exit.
Hallelujah.
So, but it's a lot of cars
You're
out there.
You're getting better, Bulla.
But, you know, tune into 95.5 The Fish in the mornings from 5 to 9. You'll catch me there with Pastor Tisha LaFelt. And at 5:30 every morning, we pray, we lock arms, we stand next to each other, we stand with each other, pray for
Amen.
Each other, and pray with each other. You know, it is the holiday season, and it's better to give than to receive, and we know the reason for the season. We're actually going to study that tonight, but we want to open up with a song that we've selected just for all of you, and then Pastor Keith is going to actually bring forth the message tonight.
Emmanuel.
This is Emmanuel by Love and the Outcome. Enjoy it.
Emmanuel.
Love in the outcome. Emmanuel.
Emmanuel. Emmanuel. A name that we hear so often now.
God is with us.
Well, I know the Lord has been brewing a message inside of you, Pastor Keith, and we're just excited to have you here on Wednesday evenings. And for those of you listening out there, mark your calendars, because out of the plethora of pastors that we have here at the Free Insight Ministry, I would say that Pastor Keith would hold the title emeritus amongst
us. Emeritus.
And that is without argument by my co-pastors on the other four nights. And so because of the knowledge base, because of his deep understanding of the word,
hallelujah,
plus the fact that he can blow the shofar better than all of us. So, you know, you got to call it what it is.
Multi-talented.
So, yeah, he's multi-talented. We're going to have him coming in, but it might hurt your ear. So I got to work on that a little bit. But that's why we have him here. And you see, because there is power in knowledge, and there's power in the knowledge of the word of God.
Right.
The word of the Lord is meant to encourage us, not to discourage us, give us the knowledge that we need to make it through this thing that we call life that is so chaotic at times. Pastor Keith, once again, thank you for coming in tonight.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, I was thinking about this Christmas season.
Amen.
After the last session
week
we did.
And you messed up my wife with that one,
the worship of Christ.
Was great.
Two stories.
It's called a boomerang.
And so I was thinking, what should we do tonight? And it came to me, the promise of Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when I wrote this down, but I did write this down. I was looking through my files on my computer.
Mm-hmm.
And I came across this, the promise of Christmas, and what it is it's many different scriptures that has been compiled to speak about
the
birth of Christ, and
Amen.
they're just all scriptures from different books in the Old Testament all the way up to the New Testament. And so we begin with the book of Numbers, chapter 24, beginning in verse 17
to 19, and it says, "I shall see him, but not now. I shall behold him, but not nigh. There shall come a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel, and shall smite the corners of Moab, and destroy all the children of Sheth. And Edom shall be a possession. Seir," is that right?
Seir.
"Seir also shall be a possession for his enemies, and Israel shall do valiantly. Out of Jacob shall come he that shall have dominion, and shall destroy him the remains of the city."
Amen.
Amen.
You know, so when we look back at that in the book of Numbers, we're talking about Balaam.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the fourth oracle that God had given him, because he was sent by Balak to curse the children of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
But what God allowed Balaam to see was the future of this country in which he wanted to curse. And God was saying, how can you curse something that is blessed? And through this fourth oracle, God allowed him to see the vision of the star, which would announce the birth of the Jewish king who would to come. And then
the
Shekinah
glory.
Yeah, and we find these magi are now following the star.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They come all the way down to Jerusalem 2 years
later. For about 2 years.
Yeah, 2 years later, and they...
The wise men.
They see he's no longer a baby in
That's
a manger,
right.
but he's a child.
They call him a toddler.
A toddler in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's one of those early passages that speak about the coming king. And so this thing that I have written is called the promise of Christmas.
Amen.
And so we're looking at all the scriptures that God spoke about, a promise that he was going to bring to all mankind, especially to the house of Israel,
Amen.
To deliver them and to bring them back to him. And so the next passage is taken from Jeremiah chapter 33, verses 14 through 16. "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will perform that good thing which I have promised unto the house of Israel and to the house of Judah. In those days and at that time will I cause the branch of righteousness to grow up unto David, and he shall execute judgment and righteousness in the land. In those days shall Judah be saved, and Jerusalem shall dwell safely. And this is the name wherewith he shall be called, the Lord our righteousness."
Hallelujah. Mm.
The Lord our righteousness. And right after that, we have an insert from Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 and 4.
"And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord,
Ooh.
And shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears, but with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth, and he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked.
Oh. Hallelujah. Wow.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And so we find that in Numbers, yes. Numbers is speaking of the birth.
The birth.
And the sign of the birth, which is the star.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then Jeremiah actually gives us more clarity as to what would be his assignment when mm-hmm. he comes.
Yes.
And Isaiah also tells us that. Isaiah tells us, he gives us more clarity.
The spirits.
Yeah, as to what we will do. And Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14.
And there it says, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel.
Hallelujah.
Emmanuel, the song that you have just played. Mm-hmm. Now what was interesting about this prophetic passage that we find in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14.
Yeah.
Yeah, concerning the virgin. Now, many people would try to debate that it wasn't really a young maiden, but in the Hebrew, the word there was Amma. And if you go back into the Septuagint and you look at it in the Greek, the word that was used there was Panthos, which speaks of
Panthos.
A virgin. Yeah, and so when we look at that, the thing that I was interested in was, why did this prophecy come at this time? And so when you go back to the story, here's the story. King Ahaz is being threatened by the northern tribe of mm-hmm. Israel mm-hmm. and also the Assyrian tribe, the Syria, and they've been threatening Judah, King Ahaz of Judah. And so God steps in, and God, because God already gave, he made a covenant with David, and the covenant that God makes with David is an everlasting covenant,
mm-hmm.
meaning there will always be a successor to the covenant of David,
Amen.
To the throne of David. So there will be an everlasting king, an everlasting throne, eternal. And so because God makes this covenant with David, God has to abide by his word, because it's mm-hmm. a decree that he's already made to David,
Amen.
A promise to David. And so God is going to protect that promise and that covenant that he makes with David. So here's the northern kingdom of Israel along with Syria, and they're going to attack King Ahaz.
Mm-hmm.
So God steps in. And when God steps in, God brings this prophetic word of Israel's future.
Mm.
And that prophetic Ooh. Word is that he... that this virgin will come and will bear a son and will call his name
Emmanuel,
Emmanuel, meaning God is
with
us. And then there's a double-fold sign, because if you go back to the chapter 7, verse 1, what we have there is God tells Isaiah to take his son along with him, and his son is very young.
Mm-hmm.
And why is God asking Isaiah to take his son? And so as we go on and read verses 13 and 14, of Isaiah chapter 7, verse 13 and 14, we're going to find out why God told him to take his son. And in verse 15 and 16, he says, butter and honey shall he eat, that he may know to refuse the evil and choose the good. For before the child shall know to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land that thou abhorrest shall be forsaken of both her kings. What is so interesting about that? Many times when we look at Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, it's speaking of a future Messiah, a future
That's
king
right.
who's going to be born of a virgin. Now, what we don't understand is when we come to verse 15 and 16, it's not talking about that future Messiah. It's talking about the boy, Isaiah's son, that he has brought along
oh.
with. Because God is making Ahaz a promise. And the promise that God is making Ahaz is, before that boy becomes of age, the two kings who's coming down against you from the north will no longer exist.
Oh.
Why does God say that? To protect his covenant that he makes with David, the promise that he makes with David. And so in the future, here's the promise. God gives a prophetic view of the future, the coming Messiah through a virgin. And then he tells King Ahaz that Isaiah's son will be another sign that before this boy becomes of age to know right from wrong, the two kings who's plotting to come against you will no longer.
They'll be gone.
They'll be gone.
Mm.
So he protects the covenant that he makes with David.
Amen.
And he makes the promise, and he shows the promise of the future coming.
Amen.
The one who would sit on that throne for all eternity.
Messiah.
Messiah.
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel. Then Amen. You come through the name.
The Lord of
Righteousness.
Emmanuel,
yes, right?
Yes, God with us.
Wow. Amen. What a story.
Wow.
Wow.
And we're trying to condense this whole story in such a short time.
Amen.
You know, and try to make sense of it. But that's the Christmas story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God makes promises. He made a promise to David that his dynasty would be an eternal dynasty, an eternal kingdom with an eternal king sitting on that. And he brings a promise through Isaiah of a future king who would come through the line of, you know, from a virgin.
Oh, way before
but then
Jesus
all, also
was born.
Right there at that time, it will all happen. He promises Ahaz that. And Ahaz, when he asks Ahaz, what do you want? Ahaz says, basically, he doesn't believe that God is able. He rather trust in his enemies than trust in God. And it's all there in a passage. But here's God, because he makes a promise. He's going to keep that promise that he made to David. So he intervenes and he shows us the future of how he will fulfill that
Amen.
Promise. And that's the beauty of the Christmas story.
Amen.
When he talks about the future king that would be born, it's to that king, all the promises that he's made to the nation Israel and to the world would be fulfilled
right
in that person.
Now this makes sense. The Isaiah, the 9:2, 6, and 7. I mean, it's my most favorite verse in the Christmas story.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the, for unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice for henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You know, even in chapter 8, and it goes on, Isaiah chapter 8, and we're looking at verses 8, 9, 10. But in 10, there's something interesting that's happening here. And we're continuing on with the story of the promise that God is making through the Messiah who would be coming, but also through the son of Isaiah, concerning the attack of the northern kingdom and Syria against. And in verse 10, he says, take counsel together, and it shall come to naught. Speak the word, and it shall not stand, for God is with us. And in the in the Hebrew, what it means is attack if you want, but you will be defeated because of Emmanuel, because God is with us. That's the way it would be read in the Hebrew. You know,
well, there was a lot going on back then.
Yeah, there was a lot going
Jesus,
on. And so
yeah.
God was telling the Northern Kingdom, attack if you want, but you're not going to be able to get anywhere. It's not going to help you, or you know, you're not going to be able to get anywhere because of Emmanuel. When Emmanuel comes, it's God who is with us, will save
Amen.
Us.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And so, you know, when I wrote this thing down, it was, I don't know what year it was, but there's a lot of passages that I have in this. And then we go down to, all the way down to, you just got through with Isaiah 9.
Yeah.
And then now we go right into the New Testament. In the beginning was the Word.
Oh, John.
And
yes.
The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Talking about Emmanuel,
yes.
And the Word was God.
Yes.
The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life. The life was the light of man, and the light shined in darkness, but the darkness comprehended it not. He was in the world. The world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
The light has come.
The light. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
And then, of course, there's that Luke passage, and there's a few more passages before you come to the ending of this promise of Christmas. And like I said, it's just a compilation of all the different scripture passages in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, which prophesied the coming of this great king in whom we will be worshiping this Christmas day.
Praise the Lord. It takes it from the old, you know, all the way from Numbers, all the way through Isaiah and going into John and then into Luke. It says here in Luke 1:1-4, "For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us, even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word, it seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write up unto thee in order, most excellent Theophilus," how do you say that,
Pastor? Theophilus, yeah.
"Theophilus, that thou mightest know the certainty of these things wherein thou hast been instructed." What's he saying?
Amazing how Luke writes, yeah.
Oh. Mm.
Yeah, yeah. Luke is again, what he's doing is he's making a declaration of those things which he has heard and which he has been eyewitness to. And so he's giving Theophilus an accurate account. He's talking about the accuracy of the account of what he has seen and what he had been witness to and the things that he has heard. And so he's writing to Theophilus, and that's the book of Luke, yeah? Yep. And he's writing to Theophilus, and he's explaining that I'm going to give you an accurate account of all the things that I've heard, that I've seen,
so that you might know,
yeah, the certainty of those things when thou has been instructed. Ooh. Yeah, that's the beauty of the story there, in that letter to Theophilus. And so we go back to this child called
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel, God being with us, the one that God has promised from the very beginning that he would bring forth this Redeemer, his son to be the Savior,
the Lord of righteousness.
The Lord of righteousness.
Yes.
You know, and it's a wonderful story. So when you come along and you look at his final coming and he's in his ministry and he's walking the face of the earth and he's doing these miracles, these signs and wonders to authenticate that he is indeed the Messiah that the prophets of old were speaking about.
Amen.
You know, and so all the miracle signs and wonders he's doing in his ministry is all for the purpose of authenticating what the prophets said would happen when he came, so that people could recognize that this was indeed the Messiah.
It is so amazing.
Was spoken of that would come.
That, you know, they knew, God said, everybody knew that the Messiah was coming. But they didn't know who it would be or how it would happen. And, you know, with Jesus being tucked away for a little while, 33 years to be exact, you know, and like in here in Luke, he says, he talks about Jesus, he shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God.
Amazing.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amazing. Praise the Lord.
And so I'm looking forward to this coming Sunday evening when we have Pastor Charlie comes along.
Yeah, and what time is that going to be,
and
Pastor?
That is going to be at, we're having, we're starting at 5 o'clock, the gathering, but the service will actually start at 6:30. And we'll have Pastor Charlie come along, and he's
going to
do the message on Emmanuel.
Yeah.
And where's that going to be at, Pastor? So, and if anybody's listening on this side of the fence, if they want to come out and visit us.
Yeah, it's going to be at Kahalu Elementary. It's all the way up Waihe'e Road
on
the
left
side.
The
Light of Promise, yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and so he's going to do that message, yeah, the birth of Emmanuel.
Come be
legend,
enlightened.
Myth, or fact.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, that'll be great. That'll be great. And, you know, last week we had this song that you started off with, O Come Emmanuel, by Selah. I listened to the song and I like the Jewish flavor in this song.
Oh, the one, yes.
So I'm thinking about putting that before Pastor Charlie comes up.
You know, yeah, that song, good presentation. To the, into the ambiance.
The ambiance, you know, and then
so letting just go come there, in, go and, back in time.
And start and do the message. Amen. And then, of course, following the message, we will have our celebration when we have all the families who will come up and participate in the night of singing.
Hallelujah.
And worshiping.
Worship, praise and worship.
The last Sunday before we celebrate the birth of Christ come Thursday, that's going to be something real special.
Yes, hallelujah.
You know, everyone come in unity. You know, it's such a wonderful time of year right now because people are more open to hearing the name of Jesus. And that's what we do here in the program. Right. We just lift the name of Jesus up.
Hallelujah.
And just want to thank Pastor Keith for coming in with all of his manao and his thought.
Oh, yes.
You know, it might get deep for a lot of you, but, you know, write down those scriptures and always use it as a reference point because, you know, we have such a variety of pastors. And I know that each person isn't the same as the person next to you or the left of you, but we're going to hit somebody somewhere.
Hey, be enlightened. Amen. I'm enlightened. I'm going to have to read this all over again and again and again.
Yeah, Sister Lynn's got a lot of reading material. You know, we want to make sure we thank our sponsors once again, Honolulu Ford, Mark and Mary Benson.
Thank you so much.
And I know you just got back from being up on the West Coast, Mark, and good to have you back on the Rock where it's nice and warm. It's not as cold as Portland was in the Northwest. But, you know, it's teamwork. That's what brings this program forward to everyone. And you can go to our Facebook page if you want to look at Free Inside Ministry. Got a lot of information there. We're actually in 45 countries, 45 languages. That's not anything about what any of us do. It's all about what God does through us. We just show up and God shows up. You know, when the natural is done, the supernatural shows up and shows off.
Amen.
For those of you going through a troubled time right now, I just want to, you know, encourage you to just pray. You know, the best thing that you can do for your family right now is pray. I know you'd like to be outside and somewhere else, but, you know, for where you are right now, the best thing you can do is just pray for your family.
Amen.
Pray for provision. Pray for protection.
Get to know Jesus.
And pray for, just pray for the Lord God to touch your family. And be encouraging to your kids. Don't give them any negative trips because you're locked up.
You know, because love on them.
They're carrying that weight already, man. Just encourage them. Love on them. Be like how Jesus was to everybody. He saw the good in every one of us that walked on the face of the earth.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, we want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in tonight. You know, you could do a lot of things, but listening to this radio program, that's pretty good. Want to give a shout out to all those that have been listening. Kapahula Sisters, Stairway Ministries, Chapel Assistants, Kui, Layton and Gene up there at Halava, thank you so much.
Oli, Oli, O.
And Oli. I keep calling him Kui, but his name is Oli. Sorry about that, brother. Hey, tune in tomorrow night. We'll be here. We look forward to seeing you.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. This program was sponsored by Honolulu Ford and by First Assembly of God Honolulu. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.